A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. Andy here for What Culture Wrestling. And this morning, we're doing a quickfire video on the AEW releases that have just been announced over the course of the past, I don't know, five, six, 7 hours or so overnight here in the UK. But a bunch of talented people being let go by Tony Khan's promotion here. 10 in total. This has been reported by Fightful Select, PW Insider. I'm going to go through the names and then we're going to take it from there. Now, we will have a second news video later today, which will be primarily about CM Punk and the reaction to his interview on Ariel Helwani's MMA Hour. So if you want to hear mine and Adam's thoughts, he's not here yet, it's really early. If you want to hear our thoughts on that, tune in a little bit later on. But first of all, let's talk about these AEW releases. Who's been let go? The Boys. One and two, there you go. First two on the list. Anthony Henry, Stu Grayson, Gravity, Dasha Fuentes, Slim J, Parker Boudreau, Jose the Assistant, and Jorah Joel. So an interesting array of people there. Certainly not the most prominent figures on AEW television in particular, not the most active names in the company, but I don't think that should have much of a bearing on the conversation here. Now, we have some notes from PW Insider on why AEW has made these releases. I'll just read it to you. In speaking to several sources, we are told AEW is currently evaluating talent roster and making cuts to benefit both the company and the talents. The belief is the released talents would be 100% free agents immediately. So I guess from that, there's no, non-compete clauses attached to this, which I guess is one silver lining to this cloud. PW Insider continues, we are told that this was likely the complete list of talent who were cut today. No word if additional names will also be released. So let's start picking this thing apart a little bit after I've coughed my way through this. So this is the first round of full-on, you know, releases the AEW has done before the expiry of people's contracts, aside from ones that were due to disciplinary or other issues. Your Jimmy Havoc's, for example, he was obviously let go from his contract before it expired for much different, very valid reasons. This is the first time the AEW has properly come out and just let a bunch of people go without their contracts elapsing, without them expiring, without them not being renewed. And, you know, one of the cool things about AEW for me, and look, this stuff doesn't last forever, it's the business world, but one of the cool things about AEW was that in an industry that is often very cold towards its workers, particularly the market leaders who will just cut people willy-nilly in the name of budget cuts when the promotion is more profitable than ever before, cool thing about AEW was it at least honored those contracts. And if a wrestler signed, say, for 4 years, even if they weren't necessarily being used all that much, they wanted to stick around and they wanted that payday, they wanted that security, well, AEW would honor that contract. They would honor the length of it. That is no longer the case. Now, at the same time, I do believe that the AEW roster is too big. And as a result of that, some very talented people are not getting the opportunities on television that they deserve. I think that both of those things are true. The situation ultimately sucks. I hate waking up and reading that wrestlers have lost their jobs, that people have been cut loose from a company owned by a billionaire. At the same time, AEW has too many people around So it's a complex situation. It's ultimately one that I don't agree with. I think that if you're going to establish yourself as an organization that honors contracts, you should keep doing that. Particularly in this industry where so much is stacked against the worker and stacked against the independent contractor, these people who are often expected to behave like full-time employees while getting none of the benefits. I think that AEW honoring those contracts was a step towards actually giving them some of those benefits, albeit, you know, far away from what a full-time employee would enjoy. And this just really sucks. Look, releases stink, no matter who's making them. It doesn't matter if it's AEW, it doesn't matter if it's WWE. I'll just go through these names. There's some particularly, you know, rough ones here in terms of the circumstances. Look, the boys were involved in a Ring of Honor storyline, an active Ring of Honor storyline that is going to be paid off at Supercard of Honor on Friday when Johnny TV wrestles Dalton Castle. That's straight from the WWE pandemic era playbook of, yeah, they were on TV, but get rid of them. It's weird. It's Ring of Honor, and the majority of these names were associated with Ring of Honor, but again, I don't think that should matter. Anthony Henry is the worst one for me in terms of the circumstances. What the hell? This guy is suffering from a broken jaw. He's currently injured. He's going to be out of action for a while. He can't make money on the indies right now, and he's been cut loose. Granted, the injury happened in DPW, I believe, in Deadlock Pro, and not AEW, but still, look after the guy. Like, this is something that even WWE has a policy against doing, is releasing people when they're injured. So, not to mention that this guy's incredibly talented. The workhorseman, JD Drake, his tag team partner, still with AEW. The incredible tag team. The only thing they were missing in this company was an opportunity to show how bloody great they are. And now Henry's been cut. This one sucks. This one really is dirty business. I hate it. And I hope Anthony Henry's doing okay, because I know he signed off that social media the other day because it was getting to him a little bit. So hope he's good. I love that guy, and I hope he does well once he leaves AEW. But Stu Grayson's another one. Another person. He left AEW a couple of years ago. They brought him back. They ran the angle with the Dark Order and the Righteous and everything on Ring of Honor. Gone now as well. Gravity, you know, best known in AEW for having that versus Pac, you know, the man that Gravity forgot, all of that stuff. He does the slow motion things, bits and pieces here and there. Hadn't been used a whole lot lately. Dasha, I thought she was a really good broadcaster, personally. Dare I say it? Maybe a better ring announcer than Justin Roberts? I guess it depends how much you buy into Jan Moxley and all those other gimmicks that you know. I'm not saying that Justin should have gone. Don't twist it into that. I think he's very good, but Dasha's great as well. This whole thing really sucked. Remember she had that match? That was really random. But look, she's a good broadcaster. Hopefully she'll pick up work elsewhere. Slim J, talented indie name. You know, he's been wrestling for 20, 30 years, something like that. I'm sure he will continue to get work on the indies, but at the same time, losing guaranteed money stinks. Parker Boudreau tweeted recently. He debuted in AAA recently, and he tweeted over the weekend, "I'm still with AEW and AAA full-time." He hadn't been used in ages. He was primarily associated with Swerve Strickland, of course, on AEW TV. He had the Trustbusters thing going on before that, like Slim J. He's had a really strange wrestling career after kind of being released by WWE, never really taking off there. But then his creative was really weird and strange. Jose the Assistant, associated with La Facción Ingobernable. Pardon my terrible pronunciation. You know, not a wrestling character, but a member of that group. He was always on TV when they were on TV. He was previously associated with Andrade as well, of course. And then Jorah Joel, who is probably best remembered for his time alongside Matt Hardy on AEW television. So, you know, vastly different circumstances for all of these people, but they all suck. I hate having to come on here and talk about people losing their jobs. It's a sad reality of this business, unfortunately. And there's no word on whether or not AEW will be making further roster cuts. But I do feel that ultimately AEW losing its identity as a company that honors contracts really, really stinks. Yes, perhaps that's naive. Yes, it's a business and all of that cold, bloody stuff. And yes, you'll get people saying, ah, they weren't being used anyway, yada, 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 yada. But, you know, it's nice when this kind of one-sided industry actually looks out for people. And this obviously represents a failure to do that. It's also kind of whack, particularly, again, I'm going to re-emphasize this, that Anthony Henry's been let go well. Injured. Best wishes to all of the people who have been cut by AEW, who have been released, the first round of releases properly in this promotion's history. Look, let me know what you think in the comments section below. I'm Andy. We'll be back a bit later on with a video mostly about CM Punk, so you can wait for that, enjoy that one. But yeah, check out this video here. It's 40 WrestleMania facts from the past 40 years. It's a big old week, and it's a real shame that it has to start with us talking about bloody releases. I'll see you later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.